center that you go to? How long? About how many people are in it? And
oh, there sometimes a good many people there. Sometimes there 15 to 20 there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will be 7 or 8. And I just wait to go. Some days run over, and some days not so many.
Mm-hmm. This is just for the older people?
Oh, older people, that's all. That's for the older people.
How many days a week does it?
No, that's 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Something that you'd put the food in for the hogs would be called a...
slop bucket or a pail or...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A bucket or a pail, something like that.
And then you'd carry that food out to them in the slop bucket or pail, and you'd pour it in the...
hog trough.
Okay. And if you had several of these, you'd say I had 3 or 4 hog...
That's right.
Hog what?
Hog trough.
Okay. And you might say, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a little what over?
A little piece over.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And say if you've been traveling and you stop somewhere for lunch, you might remind the others. Now, we can't stay here long. We still have a...
We still have to go somewhere else, something like that.
Okay. But you say we still have a fur piece to go?
Yeah, a fur piece to go. That's right. Yeah, still have a good piece to go yet. We can stay long. Mm-hmm.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about...
anywhere.
Okay.
Most anywhere. Mm-hmm.
And someone slipped maybe on the ice and fell in this direction, you'd say he fell over...
He fell over on his back.
Or he fell over back.
Backward.
Okay, and this way would be?
Forward.
Okay. And say if you had been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any fish? You might say, no, what, a one, no?
I said, no, I didn't catch a one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say, no, nary a one, or no, not a one? Or?
Oh, yeah, I see that, yeah.
How would you say that?
I just said, no, not anyone.
Okay. And the things, you say, if you have a good yield, you say, we raised a big...
So repeat that again, I didn't understand.
Say, we raised a big what of wheat? We raised
big crop of wheat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say that you did what?
Cleared.
Okay.
Cleared it up.
And, you know, when you cut the hay off of a piece of land, and that same season, enough hay grows back so that you can cut it again, what do you call that?
Recutting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, recutting.
And what do you call the dead, dry grass that's left over on the ground in the spring? Do you have a name for that?
No, not in the moon. It's called dead grass.
Okay.
That's what we call it.
Just, what? Huh?
That's all I intend to say.
Okay. What about a crop that just came up on its own that you didn't plant?
Well, you call that a volunteer crop.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, volunteer crop. It just came up and you didn't plant it. You cultivated, but you just came up yourself.
Yeah.
You call it volunteer crop.
And you say wheat is tied up into a
bundle.
Okay, and then the bundles are piled up into a...
I don't know, shock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, shock.
And talking about how much wheat you raise to an acre, you might say we raise 40 what of wheat?
Bushel. 40 bushel.